Here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Welcome back. It is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. A little trouble going on down there in South Florida as it pertains to recovery for the first responders. But first, let me get you the top three stories here for you. Starting off with Vladimir Putin imposing martial law on the annexed regions of Ukraine, the ones that he illegally annexed and aren't recognized by pretty much any country. And he's gone ahead and declared martial law in those areas. The Supreme Court has been asked to step in and halt the Biden-Harris student loan forgiveness program. Not sure if they'll do it, but they've at least been asked. And the Biden administration is going to go ahead and tap the oil reserves again or to help relieve price at the pump just a few days after the polls came out. It shows that that's the number one issue for voters going into the midterm still is high gas prices. So they're going to loosen the spigot up just a little bit and get into the strategic oil reserves once again. We mentioned this a day or two after the Hurricane Ian had landed, that one of the problems that was popping up, electric vehicles were catching fire. And we've talked about this before, that electric vehicles, when they catch fire, it takes about 100 times more water to put them out than a regular combustion engine vehicle. And, well, now, as they've been sitting more and more and more, first responders are having bigger problems with these electric vehicles just spontaneously combusting. Fire officials say that salt water interacting with the batteries is probably the source of fire. And what's happening is it's not just them catching fire, they're reigniting afterwards as well. Jimmy Petronas, who is the state financial officer, but he's also the state fire marshal, has started weighing in on this issue. I'll share that with you coming up right after Traffic on the Fives.
Our roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. Other than that, we're looking good on Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace and 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre, checking in clear. See something else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your Traffic on the Fives.
All right, so Jimmy Petrona, state financial officer, as well as the state fire marshal, weighs in that these electric vehicles are spontaneously combusting. He put it out there on his Twitter page that if you own a flooded electric vehicle, do not drive it. It's not safe. Instead, call somebody to basically tow it away. But he's also written a letter to Tesla and other manufacturers basically saying, hey, we had this terrible hurricane down in South Florida where we have a large number of electric vehicles and they're spontaneously combusting and also their stuff. We need you guys to step up. In fact, this is part of his letter he wrote to them. We need EV manufacturers to step up, demonstrate leadership, and partner with the state of Florida and local officials in this recovery to ensure that, number one, outreach to electric vehicle owners by manufacturers takes place, alerting them of the risks of fires and salty storm surge waters. Number two, identify and safely relocate compromised EVs to appropriate spaces for monitoring. In other words, we got to remove these. We can't just tow them and take them into a tow yard because then they'll spontaneously combust and catch all the other cars on fire. So you need to help us identify where we can take these things. And then have an on-ground presence, offering assistance to customers and first responders to help mitigate these risks. And then he goes through like 9 questions. Things like, can you provide us the location of EVs in the run-up of impacts from Ian? Can you provide a point of contact for your company to be shared with emergency responders? Is there any fire suppression technology that has had good success in helping these things not reignite? It's just a whole bunch of other questions sent to electric vehicle manufacturers. I mean, I hate this. This is rough. This is worse than I thought it would be. Remember, I keep saying that electric vehicles are going to be the plastic bags of the future, meaning in 20 years from now, people are going to like, we started using plastic bags because we're trying to save the trees. So we didn't want to use paper bags anymore. So we came up with the plastic bags. 20 years later, we're like, oh, shoot, we made a big mistake. These plastic bags are getting are filling up the ocean. They're filling up our landfills. They don't biodegrade. This is a big problem. We need to go back to paper bags. And so you've got states and communities all around the nation who have been banning plastic bags because they're like, this is worse than the paper bag. We'd rather kill the trees than this. That will be electric vehicles in 20 years. That's what I've been saying for a long time. It might not take 20 years. This Hurricane Ian has even alerted me of bigger problems than what I knew. And I'm all for alternative energy. I'm all for it. I loved 20 years ago when we were having a little bit of an energy race. You had vehicles that were running on propane, vehicles that are running on hemp. You had vehicles that were running on other biodiesels. You had vehicles that were running on hydrogen. You had vehicles that were running on, obviously electric, solar. You had this big race, and everybody was trying to become the next energy, like the next alternative energy for vehicles. And they knew one of the biggest obstacles they had was trying to get enough people to use their vehicle to be sustainable and to be at a price point that could matter. So they were all trying to work on new technologies to make their cost come down. But then the federal government came in and said, we're tired of this mess. Your free market system's taking too long. We're going to pick electric. You guys are the winners. From now on, we're going to make it more affordable for people. We're going to give them a $10,000 to $15,000 to $20,000 credit if they purchase your vehicle. We're going to make it so it's just as cheap or cheaper than buying a combustion engine. And that way, people will buy them. And when enough people buy them, then it'll become saturated in the market. And then your guys' cost will probably come down and it'll be affordable for everybody. And that's what we'll do. We're choosing electric. The federal government did this. I always have to remind everybody. The federal government did this. We didn't do this. The free market did not choose electric vehicles. The federal government did. And we've all just been kind of going along like, ho-hum, ho-hum. All right, I guess I'll get an electric vehicle now. That's a cool new thing. And now you see in Hurricane Ian where, you know, Gracie brought up the point, what if everybody's trying to evacuate from a hurricane and everybody's driving an electric vehicle? How would that work? Yeah, nightmare. Because you can't just like, I ran out of fuel. Let me walk to the next gas station and get a gallon of gas. Or let me go, you know, can somebody go get me? No. You're stuck on the side of the road. You're stuck on the side of the road if you lose energy. Oh, my goodness. That's a nightmare. And then if you just leave the electric vehicle like thousands of owners did, they just now they're like firecrackers. You don't know when they're going to go off. This is a disaster. And hardly anybody's covering it. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You like to weigh in? Text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Got a text here. Paper bags shouldn't kill the trees. Should be made from recycled paper. Well, yes. But you got to remember, 30 years ago, when plastic bags started becoming a thing, recycling still was in it. It still wasn't as good as it is. Now, recycling is amazing. The things that they can recycle and the efficiency they're able to do it and the quality of product that comes from recycling. They didn't have that 30 years ago. You know, they probably should have spent more time trying to do that instead of switching to plastic, but, you know, hindsight's always 2020, right? I'm just trying to use that hindsight of 2020 with the plastic bag situation with electric vehicles. Don't jump in with all both feet in this sucker. It's not, and I like electric cars, man. They are fun to drive. I don't care what anybody says. I got friends who hate electric. They're like, I hate electric. I never own electric. I'm like, well, I want to go there. It's kind of fun. But it's not the future. It's just not. I mean, this Hurricane Ian showing us it can't be the future. We will be ruined if it is. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, top trending news with David Wayne in the newsroom. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Just a reminder, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, right after this show, we've got WSRA PBS's Rally 2022. They'll be covering five local races. So we'll be carrying that live for you 7 o'clock to about 8:15, 8:30-ish right here on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news. Top trending news this hour. President Biden awarding money for projects so the U.S. can manufacture more batteries for electric vehicles.
$2.8 billion in awards to 20 companies across 12 states funded by the infrastructure law.
Although to manufacture those batteries, a lot more materials are going to be needed here in the U.S., like lithium and nickel. An 18-year-old football player at Mississippi State has died. On Wednesday, the school said that it was saddened by the death of Sam Westmoreland. He was a freshman offensive lineman. MSU says they're working cooperatively with authorities. There's still no information on exactly what caused his death. He would have turned 19 this week. And Bobby, medical marijuana could be coming to a gas station near you soon. Green Thumb Industries has reportedly now signed an agreement to open Rise Express medical marijuana dispensaries at Circle K gas stations across the state of Florida. Once those dispensaries are added in, folks with a medical marijuana card, of course, to be able to purchase cannabis products at the same place they get their gas, beer, and snacks. Although Circle K's parent company does stress that the gas station itself is not selling marijuana. They're actually going to be leasing space right next to the convenience stores, and that's where Rise Express will be operating a legit medical marijuana dispensary. And there's no word right now if there's going to be one of these in the panhandle. Right now, I believe there's plans for 10 of them as they start out with the plans.
Okay, yeah, there you go. I did see, you know, our neighbor, Baldwin County, is starting to, because now Alabama has passed medical marijuana as well. And I saw, I think it was Spanish Fort has gone ahead and approved a medical marijuana dispensary, and other towns around there are starting to do that as well. So, and you know, I've always said, it's not a matter if, but when marijuana is even going to be legal recreationally as well. So the more of these dispensaries pop up, the more it's going to be, I guess, just set in place for down the road when it's legal recreationally as well. So, all right, let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
No accidents to report. I-10, I-110 looking good. Still seeing some afternoon slowdowns in Gulf Breeze. If you're leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, still expect some delays as you get near Gondolier Boulevard. Also, but looking good throughout Tiger Point and Navarre. Highway 90 in Milton and Pace. Roads are looking good in both directions. See something else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and they're located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All righty, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, I got to update you a little bit on the Warrenton schools. We were talking about that a little bit earlier. We'll talk about the Warrenton middle school situation that's going on right there. That's next on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Warrenton Middle School had a meeting last night. Apparently, a second charter organization stepped up and basically saying that they'd be willing to charter it. The school board has until till January to make a decision about this, but if they don't, then they'll have to close. Things are getting down to the wire here. It'll be here before we know it.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison.
Just how you
on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. So, let me tell you about Dancing Through the Decades. This is a chance for you to raise funds for the Council on Aging of West Florida and celebrate their golden anniversary as well. 50 years in the community, serving, supporting, and advocating for seniors. It's coming up November 4th at 6 p.m. at the Hilton on Pensacola Beach. And to sponsor or get your tickets, go to the event, just go to newsradio923.com. Newsradio923.com. And just a reminder, you can download our mobile app, listen to us live anytime, anywhere on our stream. We also have podcasts on demand, including, well, the entire hours of each hour of this show. But honestly, yesterday I talked to Frankie Avalon, kind of botched the interview, but it turned out to be okay by the end. But the beginning, I botched it. I ain't gonna lie, I botched it. So there's a but anyway, if you want to check that out, the podcasts are on the app. Just look for News Radio Pensacola in the App Store. A couple of programming notes here again for you tomorrow, right after this show at 7 o'clock. We're gonna have the WSRE Rally 2022. What is this Rally 2022 thing? It's a candidate forum. It's going to have the candidates for U.S. Congressional District 1, U.S. Congress District 1, Florida Senate District 1 and 2, and Florida House District 1 and 2. So that'll be on from 7 o'clock tomorrow until probably like 8:15 or so. We'll be broadcasting that. And then, so that's tomorrow. And then on Monday, we're going to have the first and only gubernatorial debate. Governor DeSantis going against Charlie Crist. That'll be next Monday. Now, the debate is going to be on at 6 p.m., so that means we're going to cut the show a little bit early in order to be able to cover that. So be sure to tune in that next Monday right here on News Radio 92.3. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can go ahead and get... So let's go ahead and hit top three stories. Top three stories: Vladimir Putin imposed martial law on the annexed regions of Ukraine. You know, the annexed regions that he wasn't supposed to annex, that he just declared they're his now. And foreign powers have basically all condemned that. Yeah, now he's declared martial law in those areas. And I was reading something saying now that he's declared martial law, he could force civilians to fight for him. Wow. The Supreme Court has been asked to halt the Biden-Harris student loan debt relief program. There's been a couple more lawsuits added today, one of them from the Cato Institute, another one from some organization in Wisconsin, and this one in Wisconsin has asked the Supreme Court to halt the Biden student loan debt relief until the courts can go through the processes. And the Biden administration is going to tap the oil reserves once again ahead of the midterms, just a few days after polling shows that the number one issue for voters going into the midterms is high gas prices. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty, your sports hit. The NLCS Game 2 is going on right now. And with that, at the... the Phillies lead the series 1-0. But then they were leading this game 4-2. The Padres have come back. They're now leading 7-4, the bottom of the seventh inning. This game is on Fox. And then also underway now is the top of the first inning on TBS. Yankees taking on the Astros in the ALCS. NHL hockey's underway. The puck just dropped between the Philadelphia Flyers and the Florida Panthers. If you want to check that out, it's on TNT. When that game's over, TNT will have the St. Louis Blues against Seattle the Seattle Kraken. And then the NBA. So last night was tip-off night. You had two games last night. The rest of them play tonight. And already there is... End of the first, Orlando Magic leading the Detroit Pistons 28-17. And then we've got the Washington Wizards beating the Indianapolis Pacers 36-25. And just tipping off right now is the Atlanta Hawks against the Houston Rockets. Coming up on ESPN at 6, well, it should be any time now. Sheesh. It's the Knicks against the Memphis Grizzlies on ESPN. When that game's over, the Dallas Mavericks will play the Phoenix Suns. So that's your sports right there. And we got college football. Duh. Georgia State is playing Appalachian State. And right now, still 10 minutes left in the first quarter. And it's still scoreless. Georgia State with the ball. And then, I think that about covers us. Let's get traffic on the fives. I'll come back with your sports news and today's sign of the apocalypse.
Well, our roads are looking good this evening with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays, as well as 29 and 90. We still have a little bit of traffic on 98 if you're leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, but other than that, looking good. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott has been medically cleared and started throwing with the starting unit ahead of the Lions game this week. Tua Tagovailoa from the Dolphins talked about the terrible concussion he had in week four and says that, yes, he was unconscious. Which I think anybody watching that game, we saw he was knocked out cold. And then Sam Westmoreland, Mississippi State offensive lineman, has passed away or was found dead today at the age of 19. No word just yet about why. Rory McIlroy dismisses Phil Mickelson's gloating about the LIV Golf's success as just propaganda. And a couple of wrestlers from a small college in Wyoming. They're from Cody, Wyoming. They were in Yellowstone area, and apparently they got attacked by a bear. At least one of them got attacked by the bear. The other one went and got the bear off of them. Harrowing story of them basically both fighting this bear. They ended up severely wounded. I mean, when you see the pictures of them, they're all gashed up, and one of them has a broken arm and cracked ribs, and their story is just, it's terrifying to be straightforward. In fact, let me read some of this here since it's 6 o'clock hour. The bear came running out of the trees. This is what he told ABC News. I didn't even see it until it was right in front of me, but I heard the crashing. He says, the only thing I could yell is bear, bear. I just knew I had to protect my head and just kind of fight for life. You know, it's life or death. And then he, goes on and says, his teammate says he tried to stop the bear from attacking him by kicking and hitting the bear and pulling on its fur. He says, I didn't want to lose my friend. It was bad. There was a big old bear on top of him. I could have run and potentially lost a friend or get him off and save him. The bear quickly turned his fury into the other guy. It knocked me onto the ground and then with its head pushed me on the ground all the way up against the tree. And then kind of pinned me up there, and it was attacking me. I was putting my hands in its mouth and stuff so it wouldn't be chewing on my neck and everything. Sheesh. He said the bear eventually just walked away, but was only gone briefly. I heard the bear kind of grunting behind me, and I heard it walking. Then I saw it again, and it came attacking me again. After the bear left a second time, he pulled himself up and began looking for his teammate. In the meantime, his other friend was able to walk into an area with cell service and call 911. Sheesh Louise. So their teammates were actually close by and were able to come by and get him and take him to the hospital. One of them, he needed to be carried. The one that tried to protect his friend had to be carried away. He was beat up really badly. The one that was protected was able to walk by himself, but both of them, I mean, when you see their injuries, they were beat up by this bear pretty bad. Oh, my goodness. Amazing story, though. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom. Oh, sorry. Yeah, let's hit today's sign of the apocalypse. Sorry about that.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right. Have you ever had a contact lens get stuck in your eyelid? Like behind your eyeball or on the side or something. It's extremely discomfortable. It's just uncomfortable. There's a lot of discomfort. It's not good. I can't even speak. It hurts. It's just like, it's not fun. I've had it happen once or twice. Contact lens getting stuck behind there. Have you ever slept in your contacts and you wake up in the morning and wake up in the middle of the night or whenever and your contacts are like stuck to your eyeball? Crap, I didn't mean to fall asleep. And you got to add like saline solution, try to loosen it up and everything. It's a terrible experience. Well, some lady was apparently, she went over to a doctor in Newport Beach, California. She's an older lady. Looks like she's in her 60s, maybe even close to 70. And this doctor, this eye doctor, was trying to, I guess, check out her eyes and noticed this contact lens behind her eyeball, like her eyelid. So she pulled one out. When she was pulling it out, she saw another one. So she pulled that one out. After she pulled about three of them out, she was like, okay, I'm gonna video this. So she videotaped it, and she starts she's using a Q-tip, and she's just one after another, just sliding them out of this lady's eye. It is, don't look it up. It's nasty. I told you not to look it up, and Gracie looked it up. I warned you not to look it up.
I know, but I just had to. I don't know. I knew it was going to be gross, and those kind of things gross me out.
It's like next level gross. Because
disgusting.
It's just, she's just one at a time pulling them out. And it's just like, it just keeps coming, just keeps coming, just keeps coming. 23 from her eyeball. 23 contacts stuck behind her eye. Apparently, they think what happened is she would fall asleep wearing them. They would somehow slide off her eye, go into the back of her eyeball. And then she'd wake up in the morning or wake up whenever and, you know, everything's blurry. Oh, I must have took my contacts out already. And just put another set in. And then she'd do it again and do it again and do it. How could you not feel it back behind your eyeball? Like,
and
how
like
do you not feel that?
It has to have been back there for so long. Like, yeah, the way the contacts are looking, they are...
I can say, part of what you brought up, they're like green. So maybe she used color lenses. Let's just say that. Let's just say she used color lenses because then it won't be so gross. Because, yeah, the way they look, like they've been inside this lady for a long time. And it's not good. It's freaky, actually. So, oh, well, there you go. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, quick update from David Wayne over the newsroom. Call right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, there's been some reports lately of problems with escalators and elevators at the airport. Well, the city recently came out with some directions for travelers that can't walk up the stairs to get to the second floor terminal. Mayor Grover Robinson says there's a reason that the city hasn't just replaced the escalators yet. They're planning a bigger renovation down the road.
The overall scheme of it is we need a new terminal. Okay. And that's what we told. We were in a meeting Friday with DOT, and we were like, you've got to get this planning money to us, get this moving. And so when the infrastructure money we expect to be here in about another 12 to 18 months, we expect that we could turn around and get a terminal built and really, really enhance the lives of people in Northwest Florida.
But the mayor does say that they've got a plan to at least get a temporary fix for those escalators and elevators. Airport Director Matt Coughlin expected to go over that with the city council sometime next week.
Yeah, very nice. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Roads are looking good with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays, as well as 29 and 90. East Olive Road, Creighton and Langley also looking good. See someone else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate, specializing in hunting and recreational properties. Visit agent Todd Edwards, an experienced land specialist at whitetailproperties.com. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, thank you very much. So, McDonald's might be the latest to partner up with the big brand. They might be starting to sell Krispy Kreme donuts. In fact, they're not might be. They are going to be selling them in Louisville, Kentucky next week. It's a pilot program, I guess you'd say, just a little test they're trying to do. See whether or not they're going to launch it out nationwide. They're going to be selling glazed donuts, raspberry filled, and chocolate iced with sprinkles. And, you know, last year they brought out glazed pull-apart donuts, and then brought them back this spring. They were okay. I tried them a couple times. They're okay. They've had cinnamon rolls for a while. Those are pretty good. Apple fritters, yeah. And they had cheese danishes in the 1980s. They brought them back last month. I actually tried one last month, and it's actually pretty good, the little cheese danish. So they've been trying to do the sweets stuff. So now it looks like they're looking to do the Krispy Kreme donuts, which got me wondering, okay, if McDonald's going to start selling Krispy Kreme donut, how long before they start selling like hamburgers on a Krispy Kreme donut? Like you make the donut the burger, like the bun.
Or like definitely a breakfast, like McGriddle situation.
Oh, McGriddle thing. Yep. Now that one would be, yep. That
I
would
bet be that's right happening. There.
Yeah, McGriddle. Yeah. So I think they're coming up with some sort of partnership to start trying to do some interesting creative choices right there. Candy is up 13% this year compared to last year. Oh, boy. There, yeah. 13% compared to last year. So it's going to have the cost of the holidays going up already. In fact, they found that since August, sugar candy has gone up in 2% since August. That's the largest increase of any food category was candy. that's crazy. And that's not it. That's not the only thing. Because sugar has gone up 20% since last year, that's made candy go up in prices. It's also made cakes, cupcakes, and cookies go up in price. And frozen and refrigerated goods going up as well. Yeah. Yeah, so that's a lot right there. And then going along with that, David pointed out earlier that turkey is going up 73%. 73%? That's outrageous. That's going to be enough that people are going to go, okay, you know what? 73%, I'm going to have to like figure out something else to do other than turkey this year. That is really high. Wow. So I guess the prices, just to give you an idea, USDA data shows price per pound of an 8 to 16 pound turkey is about $1.99. This time last year, it was $1.15. So yeah, it's almost double. So if you're gonna buy a 16 pound turkey, and last year it would have been $18.40. Now that same 16 pound turkey is basically gonna be $32. that's high. All right. Apparently there's a lot of avian flu that happened and, you know, inflation and everything else like that. Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, you guys have a great night. Bye-bye.